Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to go through. I'm going to pick one gospel. So I'm just going to go through and I'm going to look at all the incidents of restoration. I'm in Matthew. I only turned the pages a couple times and already my notepad is already filled. And I just say, okay, let me cut it there. So it shows the proof. It shows the restoration power of God. So let's go now. Isaiah chapter 58, starting at verse 1. And we're going to go from 1 to 12. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Now remember, transgression is just the line is crossed. It's not like you did the worst thing, that the worst thing, and the worst thing. Just like you knew better, but you didn't do better. That's transgression. So first we have acknowledged that we could have did better. That he instructed us a little bit better. We could have represented him a little bit better. We had a little bit more resources we could have tapped into in the spirit instead of giving up so soon. Said, tell the people their transgression. Because remember, in order to start the restoration process, you have to admit that something don't fit. You have to admit that something don't function. You have to admit that something didn't meet your expectation. So we have to tell our transgression, identify it, where we need the restoration. Verse 2, look what he said these religious people do. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. So they're going down the list. They're like, okay, religion. I saw them daily. Okay, yeah, I did that this morning, 7 o'clock. Okay, 7 to 7:05. Okay, yes. Saw them daily. Okay. Yeah, I delight to know his ways. Yeah, I read my Bible. As a nation, they did righteousness. Yeah, they think they all that. I did forsake the ordinances of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. Yeah, they ask it for justice. Yeah. Okay, they delight in approaching God. Yeah, they think they just come before him any kind of way, and they could just start commanding him. And then it says, why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? So they're saying we're doing all the religious ritual. We're fasting. We're looking horrible out here. Ain't nothing. We're looking all skinny, and you have not done anything in response. We afflicted our souls, God, and you haven't taken notice. So they said we went down the religious checklist, and we're not getting no results. So the response, in fact, the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. He's telling them their fault. They're operating in religion, but yet they're relationally, they're in fault. Saying you were exploiting your laborers. You indeed fast for strife and debate. You're doing it so you can tell people how holy you are, how many hours you fast, and how you discipline in your flesh so great. And you're debating back and forth with them. What's a fast? Is it Daniel fast? Is it no food? Is it no meat? Is it TV? Is it a cell phone? What is a fast? You up in strife. You're debating about what a fast is. And the strike of the fist of wickedness, you will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on heaven. So God is saying the purpose of fasting, the purpose of fasting is not to see what you could do, but to see what I could do. The purpose of fasting is to see that you don't live by bread alone, but you live by every word that comes out of my mouth. That's the purpose of fasting. Not for a show or religious competition with those amongst you. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul. He's letting them know, look, you're not supposed to be fasting so you could be miserable. It's not a day for you to afflict your soul. It's not a day for you to bow down your head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes and tell everybody how holy you are, how many days your fast has been going on, how you ain't nothing in this day, blah, 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 blah. Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Now he tells them what his version of fasting is to accomplish. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, the Lord? When you fasting, you're supposed to be doing it in humility, to humble yourself before the Lord so he can exalt you. So in that exaltation, it tells us in verse 6 that it looses the bonds of wickedness, that it undoes heavy burdens, that it's caused the oppressed to go free, and that you break every yoke. Restore. It's a fast for restoration. It's a fast to put yourself aside in order to see the power of God glorified. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring it to your, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? And this is all what Pastor was last week. Are you a sheep? Are you a goat? These are the attributes of the sheep. And that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. So now in that exaltation, here comes the revelation. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking of wickedness, if you would take the condemnation out of the way. How much more? How much more? The Jesus who said specifically, I'm going to say the same scripture again, John chapter 3, verse 17. He specifically said, I did not come to condemn the world, but that through me the world will be saved. So he's telling you, take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness. Now, it says if you extend your soul to the hungry, you can't feed somebody by extending your soul. You feed them by extending them food. But like we said, every prison is not bars and bricks. There's some people who their soul is impoverished. They're emotionally impoverished. Their feelings, their thoughts are all over the place. If you extend your soul, if you let them know, look, the same God that put my mind in line when my mind was a mess, the same God that was able to reverse suicidal thoughts, the same God who was able to lift me up when I buffeted my life in front of the enemy, the same God, he could do the same for you. I preached a message one time. Say, the devil got you envisioning your funeral more than you envisioning your life. The devil will have you envisioning your funeral, your departure. You're seeing that more clearly. You're seeing yourself laid out more clearly. You're seeing your death more clearly than your life. It's time to cry out, restore. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be at the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your what? Your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And here we go, verse 12. Those from among you. Who? Those from among you. So that's everybody in here, right? Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach. We all see the action movies, right? The breach is when the security get broke. It wasn't supposed to be like that. He's called us to be the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. We got learn that verse. Isaiah 58:12. Learn that verse. Know that verse. So that you could be that. Those from among you, God has called me to build the old waste places. God has called me to raise up the foundations of many generations. God has called me. This is what we should all be declaring over ourselves. God has called me to be the repairer of the breach. God has called me to be the restorer of the streets to dwell in. God has called me. We have to find the place where it is written. It is written right there about all of us, those from among you. So then you locate the specific place. What breach are you called to repair? What streets are you called to restore? Is it the street of education? Is it the street of the medical industry? Is it the street of truck drivers? What street is it that you're called to restore? The place where your foot fits is the place where you will profit. Okay. We gotta go. That's all the scriptures here. You just put them in your notes. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, about exaltation, how God will exalt you. When we humble ourselves before God, He'll exalt us. We don't do these things for religion. That was Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, James chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Religion is what gets in the way. You don't evangelize because you don't have the religious script. You don't evangelize because you think all these different reasons. We had a youth one time in the youth group, and she had said at her other church, she had went to baptism class 3 times, and they ain't never let her get baptized, not 1 time. So how you went to baptism class 3 times, and they didn't let you get baptized, not 1 time? What do the Bible say? The Bible just had to say you saved and you there has to be water. That's about it. So you accept Christ as your salvation and there's some water, there's no reason for you not to be baptized. And they refused somebody whose heart was hungry to be baptized 3 times. That's religion. That's religion. So religion will stop you from testifying. Religion will stop you from telling people about the goodness of God. Religion will stop you because you think, well, I don't know enough scriptures. What if they say this? What if they ask me that? Well, what if they ask you a question and you answer them with your heart and you everybody put their arms around each other and everybody saved and happy as they walk out the door? What about that? Let's stand to our feet. First thing that we're going to do is a call for salvation before communion. So if there's anybody here today and you are unsure, you don't know, you're like, well, it sounds good, and you want to receive Christ as your Savior today, that you come forward. Because until you're sure, your salvation is not assured. You have to be sure. Not the people looking at your life. You have to be sure. You have to have the assurance. You have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.